You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Gary Joyner looks at the history and legacy of Plessy versus Ferguson and why Homer Plessy's history matters.
During the second half of the 1890s, Louisiana was placed in the center of legal proceedings that would affect social attitudes in this country for the next 60 years, and its reverberations are still felt today. In 1896, the United States Supreme Court issued an opinion on a case known as Plessy versus Ferguson. After the Civil War, three constitutional amendments were created that were collectively called the Civil War Amendments, 13, 14, and 15, all amendments to the U.S. Constitution. The 14th Amendment has, at times, been called the Second American Revolution, having a broader impact on the legal status of American citizens than did the Civil War itself. When Reconstruction ended in 1877, federal troops were withdrawn from the South, and arch-conservative state governments imposed local rule. Their primary tools were the Jim Crow laws that kept blacks from participating in the political process, affecting everything from voting to holding office. In 1890, the state of Louisiana passed a law that required blacks and whites to have separate accommodations on railway cars. The most prominent black politician in that time was C.C. Antoine, a veteran U.S. Army officer, successful businessman, and former lieutenant governor of the state. Antoine could not test the law personally, so he and some of his associates persuaded an acquaintance to test the law. In 1892, Homer Plessy purchased a first-class ticket on an East Louisiana railway train leaving New Orleans, where only third-class tickets were available for blacks. Plessy's skin was so light that he had to tell the conductor that he was black in order to test the case. He was arrested, allowing the case to begin to wind its way through the courts, ending with the 1896 decision. Those testing the law hoped to allow anyone who could purchase a railway ticket to ride on a car with others, regardless of race or social status, but this was not the result. When the case was argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, it was intimated that this case did not violate the 13th or 14th Amendments to the Constitution. The constitutionality of the Louisiana law was attacked on the grounds that it conflicted with both the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, and the 14th, which prohibited certain restrictive legislation on the parts of states. The justices indicated that those arguing to override the Louisiana legislation assumed their social prejudices could not be overcome with legislation. They disagreed with this presumption, noting that they believed that if the two races were to meet on terms of social equality, it should be the result of things they held in common, a mutual appreciation of each other's merits, and a voluntary consent of individuals. By deciding not to overrule the Louisiana law, the court indicated that separate but equal provisions of public accommodations by state governments were constitutional. Suddenly, public segregation was the law of the land, not to be overturned until 1954 when Brown v. Board of Education in Topeka, Kansas was decided. But what of Homer Plessy? Following the court decision, he pleaded guilty to a violation and paid a $25 fine. Other than having his name in a landmark case, Plessy is almost lost to history. Following the case, he faded into normality, became an insurance salesman, and died in 1925 at the age of 61. He is buried in St. Louis Cemetery No. 1, and his tombstone reflects nothing of this flirtation with fame. But he was certainly a part of history, a history that matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.